Welcome, everybody. This is your Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast preview for the big meeting on Saturday with the Deboterle Wines Golden Rose and all the other feature racing. And Paul Joyce, our form analyst, is with us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Can't wait for Golden Rose Day. It's one of my favourite race meetings of the carnival. And as usual, it's thrown up a few tricks in the supporting races. I always find this a tricky meeting, and this year's no different. So when we go through the quadiantre, it'll be a slightly different approach this week.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear that. So let's get cracking. The Gloaming Stakes is the first leg at 3:15. No scratchings at this stage. A couple of horses coming up from Victoria like Sully and Coral Coast matching into our New South Wales form. How do you see the Gloaming?
Well, the Gloaming's always one of those races. I find it one of the most intriguing but trickiest races of the season because most of these three-year-olds step out to 1,800 for the first time. And even though weights and measures may steer you into the favourites, so often we see a roughie come out and cause a boil over because they just don't stay the trip, some of these shorter priced horses. So the same scenario this year. The obvious pace looks to be probably Coulthard off barrier one, and perhaps one of those Victorians you mentioned, the one right down the bottom, Coral Coast. But it's hard to gauge because, as I said, the first time they're at this trip, horses will be ridden more quietly than otherwise, and other horses will pull and they'll have to let them go. It's always a messy race. So first leg of the quaddy, Andrew, what I've done, I've got seven runners, and that's how many I'm obviously taking, but I haven't put them in the exact order yet. So these are the seven numbers: 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, and 10. So we've got the favourite Astoria, the $2.50 favourite with tab.com.au. He won the spring stakes over a mile. He won it very well, beating Merivee. Ace High comes through the Stan Fox, hit the line strongly behind Gold Standard, who goes around in the Golden Rose. We've got Sanctioned, who also comes through the Stan Fox and probably was a touch better than Ace High, but not enough that you'd leave Ace High out altogether. We've got the 5 Sully, the horse you mentioned, coming up from Victoria. An amazing winner, Bendigo, over the mile last start when he almost ran through the inside fence. He's loaded with ability and he's a good type. Number 7, Augustus, coming through a Hawkesbury maiden win, but I know Chris Waller's got a massive opinion of him, and he thinks he's a stayer of the future, so we've got to throw him in. Number 8, Die Kingdom Calm, a horse that won his maiden at Kembla by 6 lengths, and absolutely charred through the line for Johnny Thompson. And then I've got the 10, Badge of Gameness. Now, this horse is $34 with tab.com.au, and I'm seriously toying with putting him on top. He's a last start maiden winner at Gosford over a mile, but he came from off pace. He was heavily backed and he savaged the line at a mile. So I think the 1800 is one box that he will definitely tick. So look, I've got 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, and 10, toying with the idea of putting the 10 on top at $34. But I haven't actually ordered them at this stage.
Okay, they're very competitive races, these one. Of course, we should remind that Paul will be on the radio live 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and he'll have them all in order, and we'll know with pace and things like that with any scratchings in any of these feature races. So that's the Gloaming Race 6. We feature then the big one, the Deboterle Wines Golden Rose. Much discussion already since the barrier draw, Paul, on Tuesday. Is it the Paul Perry 2 that go forward?
Yeah, it is, but there's quite a bit of pressure here because obviously the mission will go. Gold Standard has to go forward, I think, from the widest gate. Gayward out, Adrian Bott. I think that's his only chance of winning the race. But then we've also got Diamond Tatagata, who I think will have to go forward off a soft draw if they want to win the race. And the couple down towards the bottom that will definitely go forward, Parast, one of the four Perry runners you mentioned. And Formality, well, she's got to go forward off a wide gate, I think, if she's got any chance. So I've got this, a genuine pressured 1,400. They're racing for $1 million. There won't be any loafing about. And this will be a serious test for all of these to get that 1,400 trip, Andrew.
Okay, so who wins it?
Minari wins it. I've got Minari clearly on top, the $2 favourite. If he runs 1,400, and that's the if that everyone's got to deal with, but he's got a superior acceleration. He's beautifully treated at set weight. I don't think the white barrier is an issue. It gives Josh Parr a few options and should keep him out of any sort of trouble. And on what we've seen this prep, winning the Rose button, the run to the Rose so dominantly, he wins the race provided he gets that 1,400. If he doesn't, that really opens the race up to just about anyone. But the horse I'm taking in the quaddy at this stage is 2 Minari and 7 Merchant Navy, the undefeated Victorian. He's already won twice at 1,400, so he ticks that box. He was brilliant first up, beating Booker at Caulfield in the McNeil, and he's come up with a lovely barrier and barrier two, which will guarantee him that little smother midfield or just worse. So I think we've got it covered with 2 and 7. That's as far as we need to go in the Golden Rose.
Okay, so 2 Minari and 7 Merchant Navy in the Golden Rose. Race 8, the Golden Pendant. As we know, Euro Angel, the 6, and Louboutin, the 10, have been scratched for other races. How's this one come up?
Yeah, another interesting race. Ome Sword makes it interesting. She's been well backed early in betting, even though she hasn't really fired at 2 runs this prep, but she might be ready third up. I've gone 2, 4, 5, 7. So we've got Ome Sword in there. She's just going in on class alone, and the fact there is that money around for her. Third up, she's ready to fire. She should get enough pace up front, and she's got a lovely gate for Huey Bowman. So the 2 Ome Sword goes in. The 4 Daisy Doom has to go in. She's just so consistent, this mare. She won the Dark Jewel. The first up third in the Scirocco behind Ravi was terrific when she struck some early bother. So she goes in. Danish Twist has to go in through the Scirocco as well. She was the unlucky runner in that Scirocco Stakes. Blake Shin jumps aboard here, and she does race well at Rose Hill. And the 7, Bonnie O'Reilly, well, she's a good barrier horse. She's got the right barrier. She's perfectly placed at the set weights and penalties, and she's obviously proven at the trip and the track. So, Andrew, we've got 2, 4, 5, and 7. Once again, we'll just wait for any final scratching before we lock those in order. But I'm pretty sure one of those 4 will be winning the race.
Righto, 2, 4, 5, and 7 there. And the last on Golden Rose Days, the tab.com.au handicap. Hartling scratched out of this one to run earlier, the 11. So a field of 10 here, Paul.
Yeah, Zumbaline has got that lovely draw as she's come up favourite. Here are the 5 numbers we've got in the last leg. 3, 5, 7, 9, and 10. So we've got Hogmanay in there. I expect he'll lead. He's third up off a spell. He's had a trial between runs and he pinged the gate. I'm confident they'll lead on him in a race without a lot of pace up front. Zumbalina, well, she lobs in the box seat as she did last start when gunning down Tango Rain and Iserich. That's great form. She's a deserved favourite. The 7 Wayanka got the result on protest last start, but he arguably should have won the race anyway. He's got a lovely soft gate here. He looks to get all the favours in the run. Then we've got number 9, Screamer, who beat Regent first up at Warwick Farm. Regent ran very well again at Warwick Farm during the midweek. And my roughie is number 10, Impavido. Can't wait to see this guy return. He's been trialling strongly. His debut win last prep has to be seen to be believed. And then he went straight into the deep end in races like the Randwick Guineas, Rose Hill Guineas, and Australian Derby. So I'm going 3, 5, 7, 9, and 10. And once again, I could well put Impavido on top.
It was actually interesting. Earlier in the week, I spoke to Bjorn Baker about what he was doing with his Rose Runners and everything else. And he actually brought Impavido into the interview himself. He said the horse had pleased him so much in the trials.
Yeah, he looks to be flying. So whether or not there'll be enough tempo there to bring him into it, that's my little niggle with him. But that's currently $12 with tab.com.au. At this stage, Andrew, I could definitely see myself putting him on top.
All right, so the numbers in the last 3, 5, 7, 9 and 10. Now, so they're the numbers. You'll put them in order for live Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio. But how much is that going to cost us?
Yeah, look, at this stage, it's $28 for 10% because we did narrow down the Golden Rose to only 2 runners. So potentially this could be a massive quaddy. It just depends if we can get through that Golden Rose and find a bit of value on the fringes. But it's such an exciting day, great days racing. So, look, I'll lock these in on Saturday. Apologies for those that usually get them locked in. But it's just a little bit tricky this far out, Andrew, to be telling people to back things when I might not even back them myself. So we'll just wait till Saturday morning and we'll nail it right on the head.
What I might do, though, I mean, what I might do personally is just go and have something on Badge of Gameness.
Well, yeah, no, anyone listening, have something on Badge of Gameness, massive odds, and probably something small in Pavido as well, just in case that race ends up profiling a lot better for him come race day.
Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you live on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Golden Rose Quaddy Day there at Rose Hill.